Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schulz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law can't make a play. That's a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball four. Hargrove moves to third. Thornton moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic takes first base on ball four. Hargrove scores. Thornton moves to third. Willard moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. Willard moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Kittle scores. Luzinski moves to third. Law moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luzinski scores. Law moves to third. Cruz moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Cruz scores. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kittle moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Luzinski moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to third. Law moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luzinski scores. Law moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law scores. Fletcher moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Law reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the mound. Aponte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Juan Agosto now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Bernazard tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-5, White Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Harold Baines. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. 2 outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch runs for Greg Walker. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, White Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Chris Bando pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for George Vukovic. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Ron Reed now pitching. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.